Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School and the clinic director at the Premier Center in Santa Monica, where he treats many famous names in Hollywood under nationally recognized Premier Labs owner and CEO Dr. Robert Marshall. Got a health question? Ask Dr. Medici live today on Straight Talk on Health. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Today's the day we deepen your understanding. I hope we're always doing that, but especially today, because I want to go after a word that you're all familiar with. So in a sense, it's nothing new. You all know you need to cleanse. You all know you need to detox. What I find is really, you don't really understand what that word means. You have a general sense of it, but not the deep sense of it. And the reason the deep sense of it is so important is because we don't really want to do these things. We're busy. We've got kids, families. We've got jobs. We've got dreams. The last thing most people want to spend their weekend doing is cleaning out their body, fasting, so on and so forth. These purgatives that everybody yells about that are so important. And finally, you do it. Finally, you get it. You do your cleanse. And that's only the tip of the iceberg. You don't really understand deeply what it is to detox your body. And you're going to find how true this is when you tell your friends about it and they look at you bold-faced in the eye and say, "What are you doing that for? My doctor didn't tell me that that's necessary." And that's when you break down. And the reason you break down is you don't really, in the depth of yourself, understand what you're doing. That's what I want to change today. So give me 60 minutes, and we'll see, as always, if we can bring you to a deeper understanding of why you're supposed to spend your time, energy, and money, hard-earned money, doing these things instead of going out to your favorite golf game. Here we go. Hidden toxins in your body and how they cause disease. Number one. We make toxins. Get that one straight. We make them. Do you know how most people die of disease? Most people die of disease in renal, meaning kidney, or liver failure. Simple fact. Cancer, terminal cancer. There's an expression out of Germany, and we've adapted it, that you never die of cancer. You die of renal or liver failure. What that means is, the poisons in the case of cancer and every other disease that you ultimately die of are really a product of not being able to move out the poisons that your body's making fast enough. So when we talk about urea, ammonia, creatinine, when we talk about various chemicals that the body produces in normal metabolism, God gave us a liver and a kidney and the skin and the breath, as in carbon dioxide, and the lymph and the biliary system, the bile ducts of the gallbladder, etc., to remove these things. Because the minute we don't, it doesn't matter if we're a bunch of cavemen 25,000 years ago. The minute we can't remove the natural products of our metabolism, we're dead. So when we talk about detox, what are we detoxing? What does that really mean? We've got natural chemicals, to which then, of course, in the last couple of centuries, we have added an infinite array, as many stars as you see in the universe, is the number of chemicals, millions upon millions, that we've created. Some of them are harmless, some of them are harmful. But you know, there's an expression that even salt can kill you. So there's lots of concepts about poisons that you've got to start to understand. It's not just that this poison can kill you, like DDT or dioxin or the PCBs, or the polycyclic aromatics, or the metals, or the radioactive metals like uranium, strontium-90. It's not that these chemicals can kill you. It's that even if they're neutral, like salt, if they're in a high enough concentration, you're dead anyway. And what does that mean? It means there's a deeper understanding for you. Let's talk about the cell. I want to start with the cell. Because when you get a symptom, your cell is not happy. When you get a disease, your cell has adapted to a relentless, infinite, nonstop, intelligent array of attacks to which it's constantly trying to recruit its chemical defenses to, and a war erupts. And the product of that war between the good guys and the bad guys is the inflammatory response. So we're all living, all of us, in some degree of inflammatory retrograde, which simply means part of your cell is always breaking down. And we don't want that, particularly your membrane, that fatty membrane. Those of you who are fat deficient, who don't have grease on your face, whose skin is dry, whose biliary system's congested, who doesn't understand the difference between a raw fat and a cooked fat. Those of you who are fat, that think because you're fat, you're not fat deficient. If you're fat from trans fats, hydrogenated fats, garbage heated fats, if that's your fat, you're still fat deficient. If you're skinny because you're a vegan and you don't eat enough fat, not that a vegan would, but lots of vegans just don't eat enough fat. The meat eaters eat the wrong fat. The vegans don't eat enough fat. If your body fat is so low that you don't even get your period each month, many of you are like that. You're fat deficient. If you're fat deficient, the membrane of your cell is mostly cholesterol. That terrible thing that everyone's so worried about having, cholesterol. If the cholesterol's too high. Little side note, people in anabolic phases, people that you work with that were trying to finally build into that bionic person they want to become, their cholesterol will shoot to the sky. Do you know why? Because the liver is taking a cue to start to feed the membrane of the cell. Because the body knows that you can't build a body unless you build the membrane. Why does that membrane need to be built in many of you deficient types? Because you've broken it down. What's broken it down? One thing that's broken it down are these chemicals. They knock on the skin of the grape. Your cell is the skin of a grape. So the first attack is on the front door, which is the membrane of the cell, filled with luscious raw fats. Phosphatidylcholine, ethanolamine, phosphatidylserine. These are the sphingolipids of the membrane of the cell, not to mention the cholesterol. But if these chemicals get through, because they can get through the membrane of the cell, they get to the meat of the cell, the cytoplasm, the protoplasm, or the guts of the grape. And once they're in there, the cell tries to sequester them. It tries to form cysts, encapsulations of these pieces of garbage. We call these blebs, like blob, but bleb. You can take the cell of a 90-year-old man and look for the number of blebs in it, in his brain cell. It'll tell you biologically how old that man is. He could be 90 years old chronologically and 20 years old biologically. At the same time, you can take a 20-year-old woman that's had too much sun and too much drugs, too much ecstasy chelating to her spinal cord, too much cocaine, too much this, that, and the other thing, and take the cell in that young body. Pick your organ, the bone marrow, the liver, the brain, and you put that cell under a microscope, and that cell in the cytoplasm may have so many blebs that the cell is about to signal a relentless cascade of destruction, apoptosis, meaning that cell may be biologically 90 years old, even though that woman chronologically is 20 years old. So it's got to get past the membrane and in to the guts of the cell. And after the guts of the cell, what we all should be concerned with then is the nuclear membrane. There's another membrane around the nucleus, around the chromosomes of the cell, which are composed of the genes of the cell. And those genes are composed of sequences in a double helical structure of nucleotides, adenine, thymine, guanine, so on and so forth. And these nucleotide sequences are what we call the DNA. And the DNA, as we well know, is bound in these helical structures. A double helix is the general shape of the molecule, and each nucleotide is bound across the street to its adjacent nucleotide in pairs. And the body's constantly altering, monitoring, maintaining the breakdown in these nucleotide sequences. We have enzymes. We have the police department. We have the fire department. We have the ambulances constantly patrolling the nucleotides to make sure that the sequences, when they're broken, they get repaired. They get repaired fast and on the money because they're constantly stressed by all these chemicals that are getting in and interfering with the normal replication pattern. Now, how much stress do you want to give your DNA? How much stress do you want to give your cytoplasm? How much stress do you want to give into the membrane of your cell? And don't you understand? If the work is in the membrane, it's 1 year. If the work is in the cytoplasm, it's 2 to 3 years. If you're trying to repair and reconfigure the DNA, it's 5 to 10 years. You need a decade to redo yourself. Oh, I'll just do a liver cleanse. How's the cleansing going? Well, I do a liver cleanse for a week once a year. That's what I can do. You drank the Kool-Aid. You're 100 years out of phase. We have made literally hundreds and millions of mutagenic chemicals in the last century. And a cleanse a year doesn't cut it. You have to have a deeper understanding. And there's your first piece or jewel. There's your first clinical pearl. When we're talking about cleansing, on what level? Are we repairing the membrane of the cell? Are we throwing out the garbage in the cytoplasm of the cell? Or are we seriously ill or almost seriously ill, and are we going after what's within the DNA? I'll do a whole other show on how we know who's who, but let me cut it to the chase right now. It's you. Don't take a chance. If you're over the age of 50 years old, it's in your DNA. I kid you not. Now, what you bring to your DNA to maintain the proper biological spatial configurations is different than what your friend brings to maintain those biological configurations. The stereochemistry, the spatial orientation of your molecules, which is the integrity of your DNA, the strength of those good bonds. Everybody brings a different amount of strength to those bonds. Yes, that's true. Well, you know it's true. Even your MD knows it's true. And do you know what that's called? It's called your inherited strength. It's called your genetic tendency. It's called, well, you got breast cancer or Alzheimer's or Parkinson's because it's in your genes. One person holds the genetic material in their brain with more integrity than somebody else. So one person gets sick and the other person doesn't. Everybody's got strengths and weaknesses relative to each organ system in terms of their genetic strength. That's the simplistic version.